Welcome to the Questionable Behavior Podcast. We are here today with Dino and Edison. As always, we have a very special guest for you today. Make sure you leave us very great reviews on iTunes and follow us on Instagram and Snapchat at @_QBPC. And now we're here with Dino.
Yes, today on our podcast, we have one of my personal best friends, Paulie Benvenuto, who's been taking the lights by storm with this bodybuilding thing. He's been getting into this bodybuilding in the last couple of years, and you know, he's been changing his lifestyle over, and we're here to bring him and see what he's about. So let's get into it. Paulie, welcome, bud.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, so why don't you get into it? What is the lifestyle like?
How
is
it? I mean, how did you get a bicep, first off? How did you find, I've been trying for years over here. I got like a barely one, you know.
He's got barely one. I got like a half a bicep. Give us, how you got three biceps? I don't understand.
First off, you got to go to the gym first. That's key. You got to start working out.
Where I fail.
Now, when I was younger, my dad got me into the gym, probably from 15 years old. Played competitive sports. And then once I got into college, I didn't have time for that. So I thought, you know, what can I do with weightlifting? You know, what can I, how can I get better, keep competing, or, you know, keep that like edge almost.
Yeah. Right.
Because just lifting got boring for me. Mm-hmm. So I always, I saw bodybuilders and I thought, oh man, like maybe like one day I could do that. I could step on stage.
So what did it feel like, you know, the first time you were on stage and you competed? Like, when was that? Like, how'd that go?
My first competition was in 2015. It was in Westchester, Pennsylvania, and it went pretty well. I'm not gonna lie, I was really nervous.
How long were you bodybuilding at that time? Like, how long building up to that? Were you like, you knew you wanted to just do that on the side? Or?
So I was training consistently, eating consistently for a couple years at the time. You know, I did it all through college, but my diet wasn't on point. I got the diet on point. I hooked up with a good trainer, a good nutrition coach. And basically, he gave me the tools I needed to get ready for that show. And, you know, I studied the sport. I did all types of research on all types of training techniques and nutrition techniques to bring, you know, the best physique that I could bring to the stage. But at the end of the day, when you step on those lights, you still get nervous. It's pretty nerve-wracking.
So your first time, did you place or what happened? Like, where was it? What happened?
Was it a paid event, your first event?
Yeah.
Or was just this, like,
so, or are you doing it on your own? Like,
yeah, I mean, I was cool. I had like the support of my team. I was part of a team called G-Force. They're based out of the Jersey Shore area. Mm-hmm. And when I showed up to the show, you know, I didn't know what to expect. And I got my spray tan.
Butterfly.
I didn't know what to expect. But there was a lot of support, and we were all there for the same reason, pretty much. So there was almost like a brotherhood, like a camaraderie, you know. So it wasn't like those weren't people I was competing against. It was kind of like we're both going up there to try to win, yeah. But there's no hate.
Well, I guess everybody's putting in the same amount of work, so it's kind of like just a mutual respect, you know.
Exactly, but yeah, it was. I ended up doing really well. I placed second, nice. Actually behind a dude who's probably in his mid-30s who'd been doing it for years and years and years, and I was 23.
So
at the
you're
time.
In
wow.
like a division with people that are 30s, man?
Yeah,
like, what is
yeah.
that? They got to be so, fucking huge, dude. Whale like.
Is there weight classes? How does it work? Like, you know.
So what I compete in is I do bodybuilding. I consider myself a bodybuilder, but my division is men's physique. Mm-hmm. So that's the guys you see up there on stage with board shorts. I'm not in like the mankini, you know, like the thong.
You don't got that speedo going.
I'm not wearing the speedo.
You know, a lot of
the
people
banana
are like,
hammock.
I got to see what this guy looks like. I hope there's no speedo pictures on his Instagram.
Yeah, so actually, I was kind of hoping there was, but
none of that. No, but it goes by height. It does go by height.
Oh, really?
So they'll split you up by height classes. And
yo, you ever seen any midgets on there bodybuilding?
There are some midget bodybuilders.
Because, you know, who's in their weight class? One, just them?
It's not a weight class, it's a high class.
They win by default.
Automatic.
They win by default.
Yeah. Hey, shit, I'm 5'7", that's my first go-to.
Here comes the 4'1", Arnold Schwarzen midget.
They go by midget anymore, man. We gotta be careful.
I don't know if that's a dwarf, maybe? No,
I think that's worse.
Dwarf is
that's terrible.
Dwarf is like Snow White.
There goes any chance.
Pretty bad.
There goes any
it's
chance
bad.
Of getting a little person on the show.
That's pretty bad. My bad. I messed that up for you guys. No, but yeah, it goes by height. But it's an open class. So like you said, it's anywhere from, I think, I don't know what the minimum age, but like there were like 30-year-olds in there, like people who've been doing it for years and years. So, you know, you're going up against some veterans, especially being a younger guy. It is intimidating, but, you know.
So what are like the specifics in it? I mean, you know, for an amateur person like myself, I see people with a lot of muscles and they're flexing, you know, they're showing off their muscles that I'll never have. But like, what's the difference between you as a second place and him as someone in first place? You know, like how do they measure something like that?
So it's honestly, it's really objective, obviously. It's up to the judges. So they might like someone who's a little bit bigger, while someone else, another judge, might like someone who's more like shredded or more cut up. So it's more the luck of the draw who you get like on the panel, on the judging panel.
Oh, right.
That's crazy too. So like I recently went to one of Paulie's shows maybe a couple weeks ago. Now still looks the same. He doesn't think he looks like the piece already looks like, but these dudes that he's competing against are just fucking gigantic, man.
I know where you're coming from. It's the good part about the division that I'm in is if you get to a certain size at that amateur division, you will get docked down for it. You'll get marked down because they don't want you to be a bodybuilder. They want you to have that more aesthetic look to you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it's like if you're aiming to be kind of like a gigantic, they don't want that. They kind of want you to look normal.
They don't want you to be a bodybuilder in board shorts. They want you to be more of a mainstream, streamlined look. I mean, nowadays it's getting a little bit bigger. Like the pros are getting pretty ridiculously big. But at the amateur level, yeah, as long as you bring a good amount of size onto your frame and you and a certain level of condition, you'll do well.
Right. Speaking of condition, because, you know, while you're in this process, I'm always asking you to go out, let's catch drinks. You know, tell us about the cutting process and how you go from being gigantic to really trimming down to that 2, 3, 4% body fat.
Yeah, you know, it's
got to be hard.
Definitely not an easy process. You do have to make a ton of sacrifices, whether it's missing out on events, going out with your boys, you know, going out for drinks. Like those like commitment. 4 or 5 months I'm prepping, I don't have a sip of alcohol. I don't do nothing, man. I stay on point 100%. But to be honest, at least for me, it's different for everyone, but the last couple weeks are the hardest. Like to shred down.
You mean like last couple weeks going up to the competition?
Yeah.
Because you're at a certain point, you know, like, all right, I only have this much time.
Not even that. You get to a certain point where your food is so low that it affects your brain. It's pretty crazy.
So you're just,
you can't focus. You're in a fog all the time.
Like you're walking around. Like,
think about it. You're
Walking Dead kind of thing, or
exactly. No, you're like zombie mode. Your brain runs off sugar, and you're not eating sugar, or you're not eating carbs.
You just get to a point where it's just like zero carbs, like a couple weeks before.
So it depends on the person. So I'll go pretty low. Like for example, every prep has been different. I've done 3 competitive seasons so far. This was my 3rd one this year, and every single prep, no lie, has been different. This year, I did not have to go down to 0 carbs. Mm-hmm. But I have in the past. Wow. And I'm telling you, even though I didn't have to, I was still pretty low. I'm talking like, you know, 1/2 cup of oats for like the entire day.
That was like 20 grams of carbs, man.
You know, so when you're eating that low of carbs, there's like...
Yeah, because you got 800 in your diet.
It's like I got carbs for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Like no carbs is like, what the fuck do I eat?
I don't eat a whole pizza, I'm falling asleep.
Yeah, but it gets really tough. But honestly, like you keep thinking about the end goal and you see the changes that are being made. So that's what keeps you going.
Right.
And, you know, every day you got to get up, you do your cardio. For me, I got to go to work. I got to get all my meals on point. Got to make sure I eat all my meals while I'm at work.
So speaking of work, I know that you are an engineer. So not only do you look like a fucking Roman statue, you also have the brains to go along with it. I mean, is this the competition out there now for single guys, or what the fuck is going on? Is there such thing as like trickle down females from you? Like, can I just take you out and like whoever just rubs off you, pick them up, or what's going on? I mean,
yeah, it's definitely tough balancing work and that lifestyle, but you know, for the most part, it's not that bad. I mean, I make sure I'm prepared, and that's all it comes down to.
Do you have to like bring those meals and shit to work?
Yeah,
you have to be that guy that brings 14 Tupperwares.
I'm that guy who brings a big ass lunchbox three Tupperwares.
You open the fridge, now it's like I can't put my fucking bologna sandwich in the fridge because Jerkoff's got 17 I got bottles four of meals muscle in milk.
There. Yeah, he's got the whole setup of.
And then, you know, you do get drained because it's like you do the same thing every day and it just gets, you know, you're dieting harder and harder and harder until you get up to that show day. So
like when you say a competitive season, what does a season kind of like include? Like what are you doing for a season? How many times are you out there on a show? How often are you dieting? How long?
Okay, so like the bulk of the competitive season is in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of competitions are mainly in the summer. There are some that are, you know, in the spring, and there's some in the fall. But for the most part, there's not that many in the winter. So
everybody's trying to eat. It's bulking season.
Yeah, it's a bulking season, that cuffing season.
Cuffing muffin, dude.
No, but when you compete, it's kind of like a preference. So this year I decided to do two shows and kind of see where I landed.
Mm-hmm.
I did those two shows. I did well. I was happy with where I placed, but I decided that I wasn't ready for the national level yet.
Right. Where did you place on those shows?
So I didn't do as well as I would have liked in the first one. I did the Lehigh Valley Championships. I ended up placing sixth in my class.
How many people?
I believe it was like 16.
That's good.
I'm used to cracking the top five.
You want to be that guy.
I'm used to cracking the top five. I'm used to cracking
the
top five.
Well, I mean, the goals you're setting for yourself are definitely, you know, admirable.
Yeah.
You know, sixth place on top of like 16 fucking...
Probably gigantic people.
How
tall are
you?
6'2", 6'1"?
5'11", bro.
5'11". He's underselling. This guy's a freaking giant. He's just probably...
Yeah.
Well,
5'11" on paper.
Yeah.
So what else? Let's see. We get into some shit like... what's the funniest shit you've ever seen at the gym or personal experience? Yeah, because I have no stories that we've talked about.
Some of the stuff is just typical gym fails that you see like every day. Like I lift at a commercial gym like Retro Fitness.
Yeah.
And you see a lot of younger guys, they do a lot of ego lifting.
Right.
So it's like almost like gut wrenching. You
explain
see, like,
to the people what ego lifting is if they don't understand what
so
that
So if you
is.
Don't know what ego lifting is, it's basically taking a weight that you think you can handle, but you really shouldn't be anywhere near yet. You know, you can't even control it yet.
Which is 100% always funny to see.
Which is like weight for it's me, rough. Period. Like,
so you'll give this guy a 5-pounder.
If I pick up a dumbbell, it's like, ah, shit.
He's doing it for his ego.
So you'll see a dude who's like maybe 130 pounds soaking wet, grabbing the 90-pound dumbbells to do like a chest press or something. And he'll be moving it like 2 inches. And you're like,
yo, he's getting his gains, bro.
Nah, yeah, but you're not doing it. You're not doing it, right? Doing it.
And he's slamming him like he did it, though.
Yeah,
I know
he's
that.
Slamming him. He's yelling. He's screaming.
So I need to hear about that. Oh, maybe not me, but everybody needs to hear about the time you dropped that 45-pounder on your face.
So I did do that. I did do that. I was a young buck.
That's a thing.
Buck at 45 pounds.
Young buck talking, yeah, 15 talking years about? Old, benching 455 pounds.
No, my dad used to take me before high school. He used to take me before classes started to the gym. So one day, you know, I was half asleep. It was like 5 a.m, like before high school. So I was going, getting ready to do my exercise. I had 245-pound plates. I, you know, really hadn't been lifting that long. But I lifted one up
of pure muscle.
lifted the other one up,
pure steak.
And I don't know if I was asleep or what was going on. I was half asleep, but it came down right on my cheek and like glanced off my face. And I was like, "Whoa!" I threw the weight away.
Where was your spotter?
My spotter was nowhere to be found. As my dad, he's a pretty shitty spotter.
Do it for the gram. He was posing.
He was posing in the background.
He's like, "All right, lift this, you little shit. I'm gonna go over there and do some other stuff."
Yeah.
Is your dad fucking stupid buff as well, or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, he's jacked. He's the one who got me into the sport. You know, he's the reason why I'm doing what I'm doing.
So he was your influence into like how did he get you like to
100%.
But know, well, so, I mean, he got you into like lifting in general. But yeah. Like, did he kind of push you for the profession of like competing? Or
so he actually had a friend who was a contest prep coach, and his friend that he met that he trained with is who I hired to coach me.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, yeah, you could say that he didn't really push for me to compete, but he basically like paved the road almost, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like
he put you in contact with all the right people.
Yeah, he put me in contact with the right guy. And now it's funny because the roles have reversed, you know, the student has become the master.
You are sensei.
So now he's always hitting me up. He's like, yo, try this. I've been doing this for
that's
my diet.
Cool, man. How's that feel? It's got to feel good.
Yeah, it feels good. It feels real good.
Especially because you talk about being young, but you're still kind of young. What are you, 24 still?
Yeah, 24 still.
You're about to be 25 in September.
Oh, so you only started competing, what, 2 years ago, I guess?
Yeah, it's been 2 years. Yeah, 2015.
Oh, so you're still pretty like new.
Still pretty new.
What is your, for the most part. What's your end goal? What do you want to do? You want to be professional? You want to be, you know, Mr. Olympia? Come on. What do you want to do?
Do they still do that competition?
The Mr. Olympia, that's the dream. That's the ultimate dream. But, you know.
Is that your dream?
You know, whether or not
I can
get
there. No, it is. Don't you fucking lie.
But no, the dream right now is to become a pro. That is a dream. I have a couple of buddies right now who are chasing that dream. They're doing a national competition right up the road, actually. So we're going to have a couple dudes turn pro tomorrow, actually. So
as part of your team, basically.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, that's I'm praying for them. I'm hoping it happens.
How did you guys form a team? And then second off, what's the difference between like an amateur and a pro?
As far as the team goes, we consider ourselves a team. We all have the same coach. Mm-hmm. G-Force Nutrition, again, based out of the Shore area. So my coach has a couple dudes in the national level show tomorrow. And the main difference is you actually have to qualify for nationals. So to qualify for nationals, it depends on the show, but you have to place top five in your class at an amateur level competition.
Okay.
So I am nationally qualified technically, but at the same time, you have to know if you're ready or not. You can't just show up because these dudes are ready to be pros.
Right.
And you know, if you just placed
a couple of times, I guess top five. It's not.
You gotta like
these guys have been doing it for years.
Yeah. So my goal was, my coach wanted me to win my class or win an overall, and basically that means just you know I would be the best one at the show. And that's how you know at the amateur level that you're ready to go to nationals.
Right.
So how close are you to hitting that goal?
I mean, honestly, the goal is next year. I want to try to hit the national stage next year. I want to be up there on that big national stage with my boys and hopefully chase that dream.
So what do you guys do, bench a car? Or like, how do we do that?
I guess
you're fucking huge.
You just start lifting ridiculous fucking things that nobody can lift. Or?
I got to eat a lot and lift some heavy weights, man. That's what it comes down to. But to become a pro, it varies from show to show. But this one, in men's physique in my division, tomorrow, the top two in each class, there's a ton of classes because there's a ton of competitors this year. Mm-hmm. The top two in each class will turn pro.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
How did like that immediate change, you know, all right, now you turn pro. So how does that affect you immediately? You know, how do you know that you just turned pro or, you know what I mean?
I mean, it's a surreal experience. I obviously have never experienced it myself. Mm-hmm. People will either do one of two things. They're already at the next caliber. They're already ready to compete against the other pros in the pro circuit. Mm-hmm. And they'll jump right into competing at the IFBB level. That's what it is. So I compete in the NPC, National Physique Committee.
What?
And National Physique Committee. Yeah. And then the Pro League is the IFBB International Federation.
International Football.
Federation of Bodybuilding.
Is there like a national help this fucking guy because he looks like shit committee? Or
they have a couple of those, I think. I don't know.
All right. Well, we're going to have to. We're
Alcohol's
gonna
Anonymous. I gamble too much. 1-800.
I love pizza too much.
I'll hook you up with Dino's sponsor.
This is the second time. This is the second podcast in a row. This guy got a piss. Can't wait 10 minutes. Dude, literally, the top podcast is 10.
I was waiting 10 minutes already.
The podcast is 10 more minutes. Holy shit.
Because we're drinking during
the show. Dude, you got to. No, honestly, you really got to stop doing that.
Did
we need
pause?
To make it one continuous
thing. Did he pause it?
No, I'm not pausing it. We got to chop it up.
Just
go pee.
Who cares? Yeah, definitely.
Dude, we don't
want
to have to. It's supposed to be fucking
live. Yeah, just go
before. Damn, I pee, bro. I got to pee right now. Fucking Johnny Jackson wants to piss all over the floor like he usually does.
You could start asking me whatever, by the way. I mean, it's
like, about anything?
No. Not about that stuff.
Yeah, no. No taboo. It's going good, right?
Yeah, I like it.
I was about to say.
Sounds good?
It's going really cool. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Cool. Really good. Dude, I'm sure, man, because you know, with wrestling and shit like that? Are you trying to get like fucking Yoke City or like?
The amount of like stamina is insane. Like something I want to talk about is like yeah. just like what I mentioned to him, like the amount of cardio we did for rugby. I mean, it's more than that. So
that's a lot of running.
It's like literally like it's like nonstop circuit training and like burpees and stuff. So it's,
yeah, 100%.
Cool. So, what else? You know, for people that are listening, you know, because there is a lot of people that do lift a lot of weights or, you know, semi-yoked, not your status, but, you know, advice.
I'm not that yoked. Well, let's just say that me and Dino worked out for an hour the other day each to
he
just
fell
see
asleep on the bench.
to just see a little bit of a vein coming out. This guy's just sitting here chilling, having a beer, and his veins are all popping out everywhere, you know? Yes. Dino's had to do like 45 push-ups to see like a little fucking hint of a vein, like
yo,
a shade.
I go nuts over a centimeter of fucking vein, and I go, yo, Edison, do you see this big ass vein?
He's like, I'm going to do 45 push-ups, and you watch until you see a vein. All right, I'll just sit there.
No, but my real question is, you know, people that are listening that want to get started in that lifestyle, that are, you know, working out hard and, you know, that do want to compete, or how do you get started? How do you, you know, how does that process work?
The main thing is consistency. You got to be consistent with the lifestyle. It's not just something you're like on and off with. You can't be like, all right, I'm going to lift Monday through Friday. I'm going to train Monday through Friday. And then on the weekend, I'm going to eat whatever I want. I'm going to eat shit. I'm going to go drink. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
You got to find the balance. You got to be able to commit to, you know, that lifestyle. Nice. But also, you know, you got to live your life too. So,
but yeah, you're kind of taking a huge commitment, or
yeah,
you have
yeah.
to change your whole life.
Exactly,
otherwise it's just not
exactly.
going to work.
It's some, so sometimes it, you know, it can be difficult. It can be an adjustment, but if you're going to compete, that's an extreme level. That's
yeah.
that's not, you know, you don't have to compete, or you don't have to do that competition lifestyle to be healthier or to get fit or anything like yeah. that. It's just to get fit, you have to have that balance.
Yeah.
Speaking of getting fit, I know that you do some other stuff on your own. You do some fitness coaching, some nutritionist
yeah, so,
type of
So I do some online nutrition training. I'll do nutrition plans, meal plans, training plans.
Meaning for people that want to, you know, get into that lifestyle.
You know, if you want to get a little bit healthier, if you want to get in good shape, you know, I'm an ISSA CPT, certified personal trainer.
The fuck is that? Is that like a chiropractor kind of thing? Or
did you just get a high score in your SATs?
This guy just got 2,000 and he thinks he's a certified trainer.
Yeah, no, I got the certification. I'll show you the paperwork.
So what do? You know, so you're trying to do that inside is like,
yeah, I mean, yo, honestly, it's something
face the mic when you talk.
It's something I'm passionate about. So, you know, I figured why not? I've helped so many friends and family like over the years
yeah.
that I figured I could help other people. And, you know, why not make a little business out of it?
Right.
But at the same time, you know, it's trying to get people to get healthier, get fit. There's so many coaches out there that make these bullshit cookie cutter plans. They just
yeah.
take people's money. Anything I do is
recycling.
Yeah,
they're
just recycling plans.
So,
you know.
So you'll talk to a person straight up. You know,
yeah, exactly.
Like,
I'll do a phone
a
call.
What they're doing already. Or.
Exactly. So that's what I do. I do a consultation with someone. I'll basically have a phone call or an email correspondence with them. You know, talk about their goals. Talk about what they've been doing in the past. Their experience with training. You know, what they absolutely will not do, like what they're willing to
100%
do.
100% customized for every
exactly.
customer, which is very cool. And what we also have to offer is, for the people listening, Paulie does offer a 4-week free trial, which is absurd. You're not going to get that anywhere else.
4-week free trial, really?
4 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
You're
going to
get
weeks.
Fucking cut up 4 weeks. And you're going to be begging this guy for more because you want to get more cut up.
Yeah,
tell
you're
more
gonna
about
get...
that, because nobody – I've never
yeah.
heard that. You know,
me either.
Ever.
Yeah,
awesome.
So
I'm gonna sign up today.
So right now,
4 weeks and pay you the rest.
So right now, if you contact me, I'll basically I'll talk to you. I'll do a consultation. I'll see what your goals are, see what you're trying to get to, and from there we'll get started. I'll set up a nutrition plan for you. And what I do is I do biweekly check-ins.
Mm-hmm.
So every 2 weeks, you send me progress photos. You send me your weight and whatnot. Your information.
Cool.
From there, we make adjustments, and then
adjustments mean like nutrition plan.
Nutrition plan wise, so you have to constantly adjust. You can't just stay on the same plan.
So where does, like, you know, eating ass fit into that?
Nah, that's not on the meal plan, bro. That's not on the meal plan. It doesn't fit my macro.
There goes Dino in his 4-week trial. That was a good plug in there, Dino.
He's already banned from the 4-week
trial. Yeah, all right, there we go. No 4-week training. Pay. Sorry. Yeah, you're going to have to be on a 4-week
diet. Yeah, he's got to pay for his 4 weeks.
It's really cool, man, because, you know, nobody else is offering that. You don't want to hire some, you know, idiot that's going to give you recycled plans. Like Paulie says, you know, he's going to give it to you real and customized for each person that signs up. And where can people reach you if they do want to, you know, sign up, or like an email, or you got a website, or what do you do?
So they can either DM me at my Instagram, which is Paulie, P-A-U-L-I-E underscore Benv, B-E-N-V. Or they can send me an email at benvotraining@gmail.com.
benvotraining@gmail.com. If you guys want to be interested or get a free 4-week trial, he will hook you up. If you want to get fit or, you know, better looking, because everyone
get yoked, you know.
Yeah, I guess you get yoked.
So have you like put yourself in like you know, some type of advertisements, things like that, you know? I mean, I saw a couple of Instagram pictures. You seem like you have all the correct lines on the body. I'm not sure, but have you like kind of a, you know, made your body kind of a tool for money?
I have done. I did one professional photo shoot.
Chippendales.
No. It was actually a lot of fun. Yeah. It was actually a really good time. Yeah, I got some really dope shots from it.
Is it like photo shoot? Like,
That's what Dino was trying to do with his bootleg. Wah, wah, wah.
The doctor's here. You want to make some sex?
You
know?
You want to do a full body checkup up and down?
I'll check your ass.
So, in all seriousness, do doctors just constantly offer prostate exams when they see you? Or is that...
It's not a problem I've come across just yet, but yeah.
Well, get there.
You haven't been here yet.
Hey, gotta get bigger. I get it bigger.
You know, that's when you come to the Questionable Behavior podcast. We do prostate exams for free.
Bend over the table now.
Oh my god.
Cool. All right. So for those that want to reach Paulie personally, what's your Instagram again, so they know?
It is Paulie Benv. Paulie underscore Benv.
That's the Insta. And if you want to look for...
P-A-U-L-I-E.
Yeah, that's
there
right.
There you go. Underscore B-E-N-V. And if you want to reach him for the free 4-week trial of nutrition planning and everything else to go along with it.
Exactly.
What is it?
A free 4-week plan of maybe you'll get laid this month.
Exactly.
Maybe you'll get laid this month for free, right? Plan.
That is for men and women, by the way. He does train women, too.
Men and women.
That is very true. No, so basically... I'll set you up with a meal plan. You'll get 2 check-ins. And at the end of the 4 weeks, if you like how I work, you know, we can keep working together. If not, then, you know, you have nothing to lose.
So after that 4 weeks, what are some packages that you offer? Is it just like a one package basically, and then you check in?
So I'm pretty reasonable compared to a lot of online coaches. So right now I'm doing an 8-week program that's $150.
Dude, that's cheap, man.
It's $150 awesome. For 8 weeks. Every 2 weeks, you get to check in with me. I'll adjust your meal plan accordingly, depending on how you're doing, and we'll keep going from there.
That is quite cheap. I mean, people pay for CrossFit, which they can do in their garage any day, a lot more than that. So
yeah, they pay like, well, I've heard like $120 a month for like CrossFit. It's crazy.
And they're in contact with you all the time. They got your emails.
Yeah, exactly. So. Any questions, I'm always available.
And I think they force you to talk about CrossFit all the time. I don't know if it's a thing that they...
I don't think
you better keep talking about CrossFit, because every CrossFit person I know...
If you're not doing a burpee on the roof, you're in trouble, brother.
I have never met someone that does CrossFit
that doesn't talk about CrossFit.
They're never. So tight.
But in addition to that, honestly, it's another, you know, good deal. I do 12 weeks for $200. So you get another 4 weeks, $50
more. Take advantage, folks. That's 3 months.
That's every 2 weeks you get to check in with me.
3 months of looking great looking much better than you used to for $200. I think it's worth it.
Cool. Well, Paulie, it was great having you on the show, man.
Thank you guys for having me. I really appreciate it.
So if you want to reach Paulie again, at his Instagram, Paulie underscore B-E-N-V. You know, once again, if you want to reach us, you know, we're the...
Can we do a little mini roast session of Paulie since obviously thinks he looks better than all of us.
Roasting.
Well, we obviously think that he looks better. So we need to get some roasting going on. Can we get his Instagram up here or something? We need to get some like young Paulie pictures. I heard he used to have a long hair back in the day. Oh, you know, when he was less muscular.
There's some gems on there.
I know Paulie back in the day, this guy had some long, scraggly, lice-looking hair. Man, oh my.
The guy looks like he kills chickens before he eats them. Like,
don't we all kill chickens before we eat them?
Bare hand, bro. Bare hand.
The butcher does that.
This guy's bare hand and chicken.
Oh, man. Here we go.
Oh,
this
no.
is little Paulie
no,
back
no,
in the day.
No. Paulie is the type of guy that he got buff. And he's like, yo, let me delete all my fucking 8th grade pictures
because
I look like fucking Squid from Rocket Power.
In all seriousness, when was the turn in like,
oh boy,
what the hell is going on over here?
if you can't see right now, we are putting up
You look like the Asian Howard Stern.
I know, it was rough. The hair was rough.
Oh, my God, bro. You look like a fucking Aerosmith guitar player.
Yo, he like does
Slash.
Look like Slash.
Like Slash.
Dino, is that fucking you on
that
the
is
left?
Dino. That is Dino.
I look like Jim from The
God.
Office.
It looks like you put a bowl on your head but didn't cut the sides.
is that you or your belly talking?
That came straight from back in the day. That was a sweet 16 right there.
What's
up, baby?
So, Paul, when did it all like switch? I mean, like, you know, there was probably a slow period when with the females, and then you started lifting, you started looking better. When was that turn when you were like, damn, I'm starting to look good?
I'll be honest. Freshman year of college was not kind to me.
Really?
Because you were fat or ugly?
Because I put on that 15, bro. I put on that freshman 15, man.
Get the hell out of here.
So that honestly was like a motivation to get into shape.
I was like, man, I got to get back into it. All you people still in college, gain that 15 because you will lose it with Paulie's mind state.
Oh. Yeah, gain that 15 on purpose so you look like shit so that Paulie can make you look a lot better.
I'll make you look good. Don't worry. 4 weeks is
a lot of time. You can make a lot of progress in 4 weeks, so take advantage, people. We will link his stuff in our post, so... stay tuned and
don't forget to follow us at @_QBPC on Instagram and Snapchat, and don't forget to follow Paulie @Paulie_BENV on Instagram. And if you need to reach him, what was the email again, Paulie?
It was benvotraining@gmail.com. So BENVO training@gmail.com.
There you go.
Thanks a lot, Paulie, for coming over here and making us look bad.
My boy.
I thought I was kind of slim before. Then I see you. And,
you're looking Pillsbury, bro. You're looking Pillsbury.
I think only my forearms match for some reason.
You're getting there, bro. We're going to have a
Take the shirt off. Give it to him, baby. He's not even trying yet. You can't do it. We're going to rip it off. Here we go. Full body picture. Thank you, folks, for tuning in, and we will leave you with tank top, Paulie. We need tank top off.
Tank top. Paulie, come on, bro. What are you doing over here?
You're a bodybuilder. See what I'm saying?
God damn, bro.
God, move to your left a little bit.
This is what my girlfriend thinks about every night.
Good night, folks. Thank you.
Thank you.